The laws on assisted dying will be debated in the House of Commons today for the first time since MPs rejected the law 4 years ago. So it's not the first time. It just keeps on being rejected. At the moment, anyone found guilty of helping somebody to end their own life can face up to 14 years in prison. Some say the law needs to be updated. Let's speak now to Annabel Dixon's sister. Her sister, Jemima, went to Dignitas last year after suffering with several degenerative illnesses and diseases. And Annabel joins me now. Good morning, Annabel.
Good morning, Petri.
So explain to me, if you can, your sister's story.
Yeah, so Jemima went to Dignitas. In fact, it's 2 years tomorrow. It's the anniversary tomorrow. And she'd had 17 years of illness. So suffered from things like all degenerative. So things like MS, ME, osteoporosis, fibromyalgia. Wow. And she'd been bedbound and wheelchair-bound for a number of years. And she knew for a long time that she didn't want to continue to live that life as her diseases degenerated. And I think she was extremely frustrated by the laws in the UK because she knew that in order to have the choice of the way to end her life, she'd have to go across to Switzerland to be able to do that. And for her, it was the tussle between, you know, how far my disease is going to degenerate. And also, on the other hand, I need to get there unassisted, because if I have any assistance or encouragement from my family, they'll be prosecuted when they get back to the UK. So I think it slightly tortured her, actually, about when she should leave to go to Dignitas. And she was so specific about trying to interpret the laws, which are so grey and really vague, how she should approach planning and the logistics behind actually getting to Switzerland. So at probably the most distressing time in anybody's life, she was constantly worrying, stressed and anxious about basically the police knocking on her door and telling her that she couldn't go. So it's tough for her, I think, to know how to kind of approach it.
And what about, what would you say to those who say that all life is sacred? I'm going to be talking to somebody from Care Not Killing, who would believe that your sister's life was something worth living, even with all of those, that terrible pain and being bedridden and the anxiety and the worry.
I mean, I think it's not really for us to choose what Jemima's decision about end of life is. I think it has to be a personal choice. I don't think we can put our own interpretations onto someone else's life. I mean, obviously, from my perspective, I'd have done anything to keep her.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it was her choice and she had that right to choose and she shouldn't have to go to Switzerland to do it. So I think...
Did she end her life? This is a statistic that I always look at, that people who want to end their own lives because of these illnesses, often, I think the average is 6 years early, they will take their own lives so that they can get across to Dignitas on their own, so that they can administer the drug on their own. That if it was allowed in the UK, they would allow the diseases to go on longer because they knew they could end their life with dignity in the UK.
I think that's absolutely correct. And that certainly rings true for Jemima. And we did actually record a podcast before she died. And in that she talks about, you know, the fact that she would want to be here for longer had she not had to ensure that she could travel without implicating us as her family, who would obviously want to be there at her death with her. So, I mean, that's completely right. And, you know, you don't know with degenerative diseases when you'll lose particular parts of your mobility.
Yes,
or
that last
ability
bit
to control.
Yeah,
you just don't know. So I mean, I certainly would think she would have been with us for a couple of years longer than she was, but she could have done it at home, and that for me is the kind of caring community that we should be living in.
I know that Annabel, that you're the date is tomorrow, as you said, and my thoughts are with you and your family, and with Jemima as
Thank
well.
You.
Thank you so much for talking about this morning. Let me speak to Dr. Mark Pickering now, who is from Care Not Killing. Mark, there we heard Annabel saying that her sister took her life early because there was no way of doing it in the UK.
Absolutely. And people always face difficult choices at the end of life. I think one of the points that I want to pick up on from what Animal said was that she said that Jemima's family said that they would have been prosecuted, and that is not true. The legal guidance is actually not grey, it's not vague, it's pretty clear. The Crown Prosecution Service do put very clear guidelines across about when they will prosecute and when they won't prosecute. And in the last 10 years, no loving families of people like Jemima have been prosecuted.
Yes, but they could be. And that's the point. They could be, and that's the grey area. I know exactly what Annabelle's talking about. Just because they haven't...
It's not actually grey. You look back 10 years, none of these families are being prosecuted.
But they still could be.
Like Dignity in Dying shouldn't be spreading fear and confusion.
No, hang on a minute, Mark.
And supporting.
You tell me that they absolutely couldn't be prosecuted, and I'll let you have that comment.
Well, you can't say that because every situation is individual. You can't say...
No, you can't say they couldn't, and that's the grey area.
It's not a grey area because people do sometimes abuse the law, and the law is there for a very good reason. We've got depressed teenagers going onto websites, finding out how to kill themselves.
Yeah.
We've got people who do feel a burden, and we know that where the law changes, like in Oregon, more than half of the people who use that law do it partly because they feel a burden. And I don't want to live in a society where people are killing themselves.
Do you want to live in a society where people are killing themselves early because they don't trust the system in the UK? Or do you want to live in a society where people have dignity in the choice of how they die?
Well, dignity is a very good word. Dignity is not primarily about how we feel about our choices. It's about the value that people give to us by the care that we receive. And we haven't said anything so far about the palliative care movement. That can make a fantastic difference to people's lives. And often the fear...
But how can you judge that you're not the person that has got the degenerative disease? Surely only they can comment on how much longer they want to live.
Yes, of course. And I know people make difficult decisions and face difficult situations. We hear about public opinion polls, 80-odd percent of people who want to have the law changed.
Yeah.
Generally, these are not asked of people who are facing death. They're people like you and me who are well.
You don't know my medical situation, actually, Doctor, and I may be having to make a decision like that sometime in my future. So thank you very much. Great to talk to you this morning.